Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics, from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm Gaz, and joined in the studio, as always, is he a rebel or is he an imperial trooper? All I know is he's Mr. Taylor.
Hey,
how's it going? Yeah, man, good, good, good.
Yeah. Good.
I'm in a very, very good mood.
Yeah, I believe so.
Totally great week. How's yours?
Yeah, it's just like an everyday job.
Everyday things going on.
Yeah, you know, working on everyday stuff.
Well, you had a pretty exciting week last week.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah,
It's my week
this week.
Episode 40, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's not why I'm excited. Pretty excited. You might have heard I put a little Twitter thing up because I was like wanted to tell the world, but. I had like tons of interviews for this job. And I was like, this is never ending. And like,
it's
I
not
didn't
you
know
getting near
if,
the end.
If I was going to get it or what. And it was like, I'd never even had a third interview before.
Yeah.
So it was like, what? I didn't even know what
so
to expect.
Impressed him somehow.
Well,
don't
I hope so. Thank you.
Must have done something.
Yeah, I'm glad I did because I got the job.
Yeah,
so
you did.
Buzzing.
Yeah,
so
man.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you to all the congratulatory.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'd say that's right. If it's
messages
not, it is now.
And all that. And yeah, a little bit elaborate. You know, I do my photography.
Yeah.
So like I've wanted to do like something involved with photography and something.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
kind of related to my job.
Well,
and
that's
so I've got like
it.
An events sort of coordinator's position for a very big photography firm. And start soon. So looking forward to getting the ball rolling on that.
Got ants in your pants.
Ants in the pants, and obviously working with a lot of cool people. If you want to check out my photography, so I'm going to do a shameless plug. Go to www.gazduncan.co.uk, and now you see some of my portraiture.
Yeah, I'm glad you said portraiture. Then I thought you were going to say something else.
Eh? Also today. Yeah. May the 4th be with you, sir.
May the 4th be with you, too.
It's a big day in the Star Wars calendar.
It is.
May the 4th. Star Wars celebrations all
and
over the world.
It is, shame, actually, because yesterday... One of the cast died yesterday.
Which, who?
The guy who played Chewbacca.
No. Yeah. Oh, because I know they were transitioning a new Chewbacca in, like a new guy. But he was an old chap.
Yeah,
you know
76,
I mean?
I think. Right.
But I kind of hope that, like, they just, you know, like at the end of this one, Lando would possibly just give him the keys to the Millennium Falcon. Because, you know, to be fair, he's been there for the whole thing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like the guy pilots that fucking ship, like, no one's business.
Well,
so,
that is it.
Yeah, so, what have you done for Star Wars celebrations? Anything? Nothing?
I've done a special role. So it's like
a special role. May the roles be with you, sir. My older impression is diabolical. I do apologise, but
it is. But
so go and watch your special role.
Oh, I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh,
it's
right,
like Fight Club.
I've got a good story about that in a minute. Also, I also had a bit of like a mad eye problem this week.
You have?
Yeah,
you have.
Could hardly see.
Looked like someone's been punching you.
I know he did that. I did actually. It looked like kind of swollen. I don't know what it was, but like it looked like.
No means no.
No. It looks like I'd actually run into a lamppost or something, but like.
Did you do some running?
Yeah, but it's alright now, so I can see, which is the main thing.
Yeah.
I think again, it was just like I was so kind of tense last week. It was
a
big build up.
Well, it could have been stress.
Probably.
Stress
but anyway, it's all good. All good. We've got an interesting show tonight. Now, it's quite an interesting concept, and I think we'll be going into it, obviously, we'll be going into it a lot more in depth a bit later on. Concept is, and it's based on a book by Dr. Michael P. Masters, professor of biological anthropology, right? And it's a book about maybe aliens aren't aliens after all, but they're us,
possibly us
visiting our history
and changing
in an anthropomorphic
way.
This is the guy, right? This is this guy. This is his field, right?
Yeah.
But like looking at the history of our species, right?
Yeah.
So basically, he's saying like, you know, these we're these ships that we see are UFOs, aren't UFOs, and this is what the title of the book's called. It's called Identified Flying Objects.
Right, okay. Right? Yeah.
So he's claiming that they're identified because we know what they are, because we built them, us from the future.
Yeah.
And goes into the like evolution of us and how humanity and how we can kind of, you know, potentially evolve to become more like grey aliens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it, and we'll go into it. But it's quite an interesting topic.
Yeah. So going to different fields, quite a few fucking fields actually.
Covers two of my favourite topics as well.
Yeah.
UFO sightings.
Yeah.
And time travel.
Yeah.
And I don't think we do enough time travel on this show.
Well, we ain't got enough time.
And it opens a lot of questions. So yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
good stuff. We got a good show. Also, Pint of Science is fastly approaching. It's not this bank holiday weekend, is it? It's the last one in May.
Last one, yeah.
Right. So yeah, if you don't know about this, we've teamed up with Pint of Science for an exciting event happening in Manchester.
Yes.
Yeah,
and the rest of the world.
It's proper exciting. So head down to your local pub or watering hole, and hear talks about dark matter.
Yeah.
Microorganisms.
Yeah.
Black holes. Sciencey
stuff,
climate change,
loads.
Everything, CO2 emissions. Oh, I don't know. There's so many different topics.
Save yourself $9,000.
See, well, this is what we've been saying, yeah. Because it's like, you know, it's like all these lecturers. It's going to be over 45 scientists, and they'll be in Manchester pubs. Like you said earlier, it's a global event.
Yeah.
And Manchester's joining over 300 cities around the world from the 20th to the 22nd of May.
Giant cities.
And tickets are on sale now, so go and get yours at pintofscience.co.uk/events/Manchester/cheapers.
Cheap.
Yeah, and it's like £4 a ticket.
Yeah.
And it's like you're going to see talks by lecturers who are experts in the field.
Gives
you
more indication if you're looking into doing maybe a project or
you might be interested in physics or quantum physics or microorganisms or whatever. And you think, do you know what? Is it something that I might be interested in? Am I going to get bored listening to a guy chat about it for an hour and a half?
No.
Go and check it out. You might light up your life.
Anything, it'll open your mind more than it'll get you bored.
Ah, there you go.
Because it'll tell you concepts that you wouldn't even think of. Look outside the box, especially into the quantum world.
Think outside the three-dimensional cube, boy.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. There's loads of things you could learn out of it. So
yeah,
get your asses down there if you can.
If you can be bothered.
Yeah.
And if you're in Manchester,
you should
I say, get your tickets, because I think, like, obviously it's different places, different venues.
Yes.
For the different talks. So if you got your heart set on a certain thing, go check out on the website, see what the availability is.
Yeah, it'll show you what's wrong.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
Any news that you'd like to discuss this week, Mr. Taylor, sir?
Yeah, I will actually. Apparently, aliens are more likely to be around than not now, according to NASA scientists.
Well, yeah, because like they're trying to kind of go,
they're trying to reverse their original
opinions, and it's like since the Navy came out last week saying that we're gonna just sort of revolutionise the way we put these reports in, and now NASA are going, well, it kind of does tie in with this sort of theory about, you know, what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It's crazy because, you know. Why are NASA now saying, why are they pushing the alien agenda? Why are they trying to say there is potential? Is it because we're getting further out into space and we're spending a lot more time in space? So
stuff like the feeds
on the ISS, we're going to end up seeing more and more.
Something is coming and it's going to end up being, it can't be denied. Basically, something's going to come out soon that it's not going to be able to deny, and then, so they're on the process now, like when they're bringing stuff out, you've seen it everywhere on the mainstreaming now, because they want to try and bring it more forward, so then they can turn around and go, well, no, we weren't hiding it, we told you last week what was fucking going on. You know what I mean?
True, yeah, I
suppose. So they're trying to cover their own arses so we don't turn around and go, hey, you know what, you son of a bitch, you've been lying to my face for how long?
Well, again, I've had a bit of a mind-blowing thing with this reading up on this professor, or this doctor.
Yeah.
And there's a question that comes up later on that kind of like makes me think, are all these things in place for a reason? Do you know what
I mean? Yeah.
In terms of like,
why is everything straight when it
just UFO, like, you know, like chaos. I mean, like the UFO chaos, sightings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what you're saying? I mean, NASA at the moment, I think they're putting more and more stuff into space and putting more attention on space.
Yeah.
That I think that our technology is at a point where we can see just as good as they can locally. Yeah, outside of our atmosphere.
Wow.
Yeah. In terms of observation, in terms of what equipment we've got, in terms of the amateur astronomer can go out and buy with a couple of grand.
Yeah.
Top shelf equipment that can get him good results.
Yeah.
Or her.
Yeah.
You know, just sat at home. I know a guy who's got an observatory in his back garden.
Yeah.
And it's all hooked up to laptops, and he sits in his house and he can see crystal clear pictures. Great.
Well, he wants to come out tonight.
So
I'll tell you that right now.
Got a story about I think we were talking about this. I think we're sharing this story, aren't we? Do you wanna start? I mean, it's like the NASA are basically warned about an asteroid. Well, say warned, they always warn you, but they're saying it's like going to be a really good night for stargazing.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's sort of frightening in a way because, right, like we said last week, that they're planning in America and that they're planning just in case what would happen if a meteorite
would strike. Yeah, they were doing like a sort of test, sort of simulation, weren't they? Yeah.
Well,
how did that go, by the way? Did they...
They're still in process, and now it's not them. It's the rest of the world.
Oh, right. Okay.
Everyone's doing it now.
I said this. Is this a global thing?
Yeah,
is that like a cover-up? Or are they trying to say, it's this big global thing that we're all taking part in, and not one country's not getting involved in it. And we just told all the governments not to create panic.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden every single country's
involved in this.
It
sounds a bit dubious. Sounds very dubious.
But basically, it's a asteroid that's coming in very fast. It's going to be that fast that everyone will be able to see it as it crosses
When's
the sky.
When's this going to happen?
This is going to happen.
Oh, is this the one we're both talking about?
Yeah.
This is it's called actually.
Yeah, there's a name for it. What
Apophis.
A name.
Apophis. Yeah, Apophis. But it's actually Egyptian translation to the god of chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be kind of coming past the Earth in 10 years' time.
13th of April, 2029.
Yeah, so, well, I've got the 29th of April, 2029. Is what my sources say. I don't know, but like you say, it's between those dates.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be very fast, and it's going to be very bright when it goes across the sky, so everyone will be able to see it.
And what this report was saying was stargazers will be able to see the light of this asteroid as it appears as a shooting star.
But if they've got it wrong, if it hits us, there's a global killer there.
Well, it's calling it the God of Chaos isn't a very good fucking start, really, is it? I mean, you're just tempting fate a bit there.
You are, but, you know, I'm glad they're actually planning on doing something in case it does actually, their calculations were wrong.
Yeah.
Or something happens with it and it gets actually pushed into our direction.
Well, like I say, I mean, what was you saying about kind of having a good night tonight for stargazing?
Ah, tonight. Hail Bob.
Oh, he's
Hail
Bob.
Well,
yeah, we've talked about Hail Bob, haven't we, on the thingy episode?
It was the
don't drink the Kool-Aid kind. Do you know what I mean? Like, not the Kool-Aid ones, but the Hail Bob.
I forgot
the name of the I forgot the name of the cult. It was the Church of I can't remember.
Yeah, go back in your.
Do you know what? My memory's terrible today. But what was it called?
Well, we're getting.
I can see his face.
The dust off Hellbot.
Right. Okay.
So tonight you're gonna get per hour you're gonna get about 40 meteorites coming in. You know, so you can see a few of them. But it's 3 billion miles away, so it's nowhere near us. It's just the back, like, you know, the dust and the shit off it. Yeah, you know, the big, like, little rocks and that. But next time we see it, it's 2061.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough. So yeah, because it doesn't come around very often, does it?
No,
do me a favour. Do me a favour and Google what that guy was called.
Which guy?
The cult. What was it called? It's really driving me mad now because we've done a whole episode on it.
Yeah.
So, while you're doing that, I've got a story from NASA. NASA's sending new instruments up to the space station to map CO2 levels on Earth. It's dubbed the the OCO3,
yeah,
and it's what observers called. Well, basically, it was sent up this morning on a Falcon rocket from Florida. Now they're using these Falcon rockets quite a lot now, aren't they?
I've seen that actually. I remember on the phone it come up live event.
The thing is, you should have watched it. But it worked right. Perfectly fine. They was taking up cargo up to the International Space Station.
Yeah.
Like I say, the OCO3, which I quite like because what caught my attention in terms of the engineering,
yeah,
was the fact that it was built with leftover components, right?
Yeah.
From a satellite that they put up in 2014, which was the OCO2 satellite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was put into orbit 2014 to do exactly the same job. Yeah.
But now they've
got a stationary scanner as well.
Saves the data.
I'm sure they'll be able to get more up to date data.
Well, yeah, save the cost as well.
Plus, it's like when you've got a satellite, you've got the fact that it's got an orbit.
Yeah.
Whereas
you've got to keep it in that orbit.
Exactly. Whereas you're further away at an International Space Station, you can maybe direct it a bit more to where you.
Well, yeah.
So
yeah,
there's probably benefits to it, but
that's
I thought it was great in an engineering standpoint. The fact that they've, used leftover parts. Yeah, they've not cost any more money.
I wish more fucking companies would do that.
Exactly.
To be honest.
Yeah, and try and, you know, kind of salvage bits. I mean, you go through all that research and development. You know what works and you know what doesn't work, and you build prototypes so you can take the bits that you've kept.
Yeah.
Those ideas that work. And repurpose them.
Well,
spending
for one project,
thousands, billions on it.
You could make 20 different kind of stuff for your money.
Exactly.
Over one project.
Yeah.
You might develop ideas that you think
that's a really good idea. Yeah. I still can't remember the name of that cult. It'll come to me before the end of the episode, so don't worry about it.
I can't remember.
I've got a couple of pretty interesting stories here tonight, actually. Have you got anything else you want to talk about before we go on?
I got a bit more news on the Assange.
Oh, yeah, go for it. How's he going? Because I know they've been trying to extradite him now, haven't they?
50 weeks in jail, he's been sentenced.
Whereabouts? In England? In the UK?
Maximum security.
He's pretty much been under house arrest for however long now, though, isn't he? Is he going to be a bit more?
Yeah,
so I mean, once he's done this time, he's free to go, isn't he? So how long's he got?
Well, I doubt it, because as soon as he walks out of there, no doubt they'll find something else to pull him up, and they go straight back in. Oh, well, we reckon you're runaway again, so you've got to stay in jail for a little longer.
How long's he got, did you say?
Yeah, 50 weeks.
50 weeks, right? Now, imagine he would have just fessed up and handed himself in right at the beginning. How long do you think he would have got then?
He would have been dead by now.
Well, no, I mean, just generally, if there was none of the politics involved, if he was just sentenced.
Yeah, but that's the problem, there is.
No, but the sentencing, just forget about what all the rest of it.
Okay,
how long would he have been sentenced for?
For doing that? Probably about fucking
less
3 weeks.
For there you go, right? So he's ended up holding himself up in an embassy for 7 years.
Yeah.
May as well have just done the fucking time, man.
Well, no, because back then, it was a different government. Plus, back then, he would have been taken. As soon as he walked out there, the CIA would have grabbed his ass from on plane.
Well, they still
took him out of America or Guantanamo
Bay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did what they did. Yeah, he ain't here. Who says he's here? You prove he's here. You can't call him on his premises, but you prove he's here, and I say he's here.
He could have like done some face off type shit in that 7 years. He could have like totally changed his identity and snuck out the back door.
Nah, they would have noticed it. Look, the British intelligence were watching him at every step. So, you know, it's just a case of we were spending millions watching him.
We were manning that embassy. Yeah. Like it was costing millions.
1.8 million a year or something, I think it was. And it was like, what? Just men sitting out there going like, he's gone to the window again.
End of the day, a lot of overtime for the lads.
But he's
the lads
dead
and
money.
The ladies.
It's dead money, especially when the police need the money at the minute. You know what I mean? It's like, so everyone else has to suffer.
True.
Because there are charges, and there were even charges against him.
I had an idea that, you know, like once, like one country's dealt with him, that, you know, they're gonna probably try and get him into the other countries, extradite him to, you know, stand trial for crimes in their countries. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think
after that 52 weeks it's necessarily over for him. But you know. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted.
Well, definitely. But it's terrible. It just shows whistleblowers get shot.
Yeah.
It just shows you the messenger always gets shot. But the people who've been doing it
anonymously. If you're gonna drop a information overload, a bigger information dump.
It's not that easy.
Then you need to kind of think about how you're gonna do it. You don't just go and. You know,
your
IP address and fingerprints all over it. You know, you've got to kind of think, right, who do I get this to, right? If an anonymous is supposed to be this sort of like, you know,
force
to be reckoned with, then hand it to them, let them deal with it. Do you know what I mean?
There's loads of ways you
could kind of go.
WikiLeaks.
You could
that's
anonymously send it.
Send
it to the media, send it to the fucking newspapers, yeah? You don't have to have
the newspapers.
But the thing is, it's like he did that, and it's sort of almost like he wanted to be synonymous with it. Like he wanted to say, "I am the man
who brought you this information."
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But he's the man who stood up and went, look what these are doing.
I don't say that he's a bad guy for doing it, he's brilliant for doing it. But what I'm saying is, it's like, would you, if you've got that much information that can kind of potentially get you shot, get you killed, right, you've got to be tactful about how you get it out there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but for saying this certain information, look, this information has not, as far as I'm aware, I don't know if the things have changed, has killed no one apart from the people who actually been speaking out.
Right.
Right? As far as I'm aware, no one's died from it. But people have died from the information that has occurred within it. Now, innocent people have been killed because of the information within it. Which one's the wrong person?
Obviously, it's the people who were kind of like
and
doing
yeah,
that
you still don't get any justice because, like I don't know who sang it. There is no justice in the world. There isn't. There's you and us.
Well, it's the person.
You do as we say. If you don't like it,
it's who's got more say, isn't it? At the end of the day,
no one has all say, but yourself.
People just say things and you've got to adhere to it. And
you either agree to it or you don't. If you don't, walk away. If you can't walk away,
that's what I'm saying in terms of society nowadays. Yeah,
you can't walk away.
It's rather play by the rules, or pay your taxes and become a person who just works for a shitty wage and ends up doing nothing but doing that over and over again, like a hamster on a wheel, right? You are a slave to the system, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's crazy, but, you know, I forgot where I'm going with this now anyway. I fell down a rabbit hole.
You fell down the hole?
Yeah.
Oh, have you met her at the bottom of it?
Seen Alice.
You seen Alice? Who the fuck is Alice?
What are you doing?
I've lost my light, man.
There's one here, man.
We were talking about people being the whistleblower and getting shot. It just stops whistleblowers at the end of the day. You need whistleblowers.
You do, and I think you do to need people degree. To give that, you know, to stand up and say that. And if you're just kind of like, yeah, like I say, just going through
you get
the motions,
for talking.
You do get punished, and it's like you're literally, if you don't toe the line, you the alternative is you don't have your luxuries, you're living on the street. And you've got a shit life, right? So it's rather do what we say to do and abide by these rules.
And you'll have an okay-ish life with a lot of pressure, or we can fucking...
Oh, you'll have a stressful, unhappy life, but it won't be as bad as all that.
You can't have your own thing, can't have your own thing. You've got to be controlled. If you're not controlled, you're not towing the line.
Exactly.
You're not towing the line, you're
fucked. Maybe that is just the way of the world, but I think like you don't see any other species on the planet that behaves like that. Or acts like that. It's literally just us. We've done it to ourselves, so you know.
We've done it because we sat back and thought we were having an easy ride. But really, the powers that be were shafting us from right behind.
Well, that's true.
While they were showing us. Look at these golden
getting deep tonight. Anyway, got a couple of good stories here going off topic.
Thought this was a fucking brilliant one yesterday.
Go on.
Conservatives lost a shitload of fucking votes.
Oh god, yeah, it was local elections, wasn't it?
Yes.
I've noticed on Facebook quickly,
Over 800 votes.
That they were kind of, I'm not sure if they were kind of advocating who, you know, to kind of advertise who you voted for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as a feature on Facebook. Do you know what I mean? Or was it just the fact that you had voted? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to mark, I voted, but not really divulge who it was.
Did you vote?
No.
Didn't you vote? I voted.
No, I didn't vote for the locals.
I'll tell you exactly what I did as well.
Because I don't believe in any of the parties, so it's like...
So you'd give your Conservatives then?
Well, no, what I'd normally do is spoil my ballot, and this is what I'd... if you don't know about spoil... Right, because basically, if you don't vote... Right, your vote goes to whoever's kind of got the majority at that time, right? So the ideal thing to do, and I think this is kind of what sort of happened when we got that hung parliament, because there was no clear winner, right? But on a hung, if you kind of like spoil your ballot, go in physically and tick every box.
Yeah, tick every box and then put a cross.
Because then that vote is null and void. It doesn't go to anybody.
Yeah.
But what you can do is, it's like what I was kind of like pushing for when that kind of hung parliament happened was if everybody spoiled the ballot.
Yeah.
Yeah, if everybody went and voted but spoiled their ballot.
Yeah.
It would give a big fuck you to all the parties, because... It could be a clear message that we don't want any of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of you do the same fucking rhetoric.
Talk a shitload of shit and don't
talk the same shit. You don't do what you say you're gonna do.
Kick us in the bollocks.
You give out all these promises when you're trying to get elected, but then don't deliver.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Totally don't deliver.
Got stuck. Anyway, we're getting. This is not a politics show,
not.
For a start, right? We talk about.
We haven't
aliens.
Mentioned Trump yet, my gorgeous
good,
fella Trump.
Good.
He's coming over, actually. Can't wait for that one. I might go down one.
You heard about this girl? She's called Alison Garrett.
What?
Yeah, 19 years old.
Right,
absolute legend, as far as I'm concerned. This girl, she got full marks for an essay. Yeah, she handed in. She was asked basically to write a review on any film.
Right.
And she chose the 1999 Chuck Palahniuk novelization of Fight Club, starring Edward Norton and Brad Pitt. Her essay, very clever. Got a lot of props for this girl. Was only 19 words long.
And I'm surprised she got this.
And she got awarded with full marks. Yeah, right.
With honours, wasn't it?
Which had the best marks available as far as I can find out. And her essay simply read, "The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club." And that was it.
Yeah.
That was her essay.
Class.
Yeah, well, fucking what classic. More can you say? If I was her teacher, mate, I'd just go...
There you go.
Bang on.
If you're listening, kids, that's a pass there, boys and girls.
That is using
usable.
Your noodle. Yeah, that is using your noggin there and thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
Here's another story about thinking outside the box.
Oh, yeah.
Penis potholes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, well, it was funny when I started reading about it, because I was like, that was a headline. And I was like, bro, what? Have a look at this.
Yeah.
Council takes action after locals take matters into their own hands when it comes to potholes in their area.
Yeah.
By spray painting big massive cocks around them.
Yeah, boy.
So the council have reacted to this because the residents have been complaining for quite a while, saying that the roads have been kind of too bad to drive on. Asking for the potholes to be repaired. And then they went out, spray painted around the infected area.
Yeah.
And within 24 hours, the council had come out, repaired every single one of them.
That's it, man.
And even got rid of the spray paint. So you know what I mean. I thought that was ingenious.
I think that's good. I'm going to do it next time.
Revolution, guys! Right? If you're suffering from this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like potholes or you know, repairs in the area. Take a stand, get it done.
Yeah, I'm more of the top end, serious and like that little, you know. You've got to start somewhere.
Do you know what I mean? These people who want to fight the fucking power.
Hey, yeah. If I've got a can in my hand and it's there, I'll draw one.
Rage against the machine, but you know they in can't. Fact, that's as much machine as
they can handle. I'll make it look like two people fucking or something.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll make it worse. I'll make them fucking do it ASAP.
You'll make who do what?
I'll make the council fucking fill that gap in that needs filling in instead of that picture of someone filling that gap in.
How do you mean?
I'll draw a dirty picture.
On then what, the sign?
On the floor.
Yeah, that's what they've done. They've drawn big whopping
touches. Yeah, but they've just drawn a big willy on it, haven't they?
Yeah, but that's enough.
Kids
have to go past that, remember, Taylor. You can't go out.
They're complaining to mum and dad. What the mum and dad's going to do? Obviously, the council's going to do it.
Exactly, that's the same thing they've done. It had exactly the same effect. So why do you have to take it to one step cruder?
Hey, why not?
Why not?
Get them out and doing the work. Stop them fucking leaving the gaps.
Have you got any more stories? I've got two more before we move on to
donkeys. Donkey sanctuary.
I don't know if it's going to go down one of your filthy minded ways.
The police have been raiding donkey sanctuaries around the world.
Why?
Big time.
Why are they raiding donkey sanctuaries?
Thank you, Anonymous, for this, by the way.
Why are they raiding donkey sanctuaries? Right. I can't even say it.
Well, gangs are basically...
Drug mules.
Yes.
That is it.
But literally
drug mules.
There was a picture of four donkeys, in the middle of a desert, right, pulling a Mercedes-Benz full of fucking gear across the desert. Because they are quiet, they can pull, they've got the power to pull.
Yeah, man. They've got, you know what I mean? Yeah, they can get a lot on a donkey.
It's easier than a vehicle.
They can get over all terrain, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, either way from the fucking...
You're not going to hear it. Yeah, suppose if you got a 4x4... You're going to hear that coming in the distance.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear a couple of donkeys sneaking over the ridge.
They're very quiet.
Mm. Yeah, well, they fought it out, haven't they? Obviously, it's going back to old school tactics because
have a look at old school.
That's how they used to get around.
People forget the old school shit.
And the fact that that's where drug mule comes from.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
From packaging its ass and off your truck.
I probably wouldn't even have to put it anywhere Probably just have to kind of hang it over.
It's extra room, though, isn't it? You know, you've got extra product. Right, where do I put this? The glove compartment's full. All right, where do I shove it now?
Yeah.
Hey, I've got an idea.
I suppose I'd have to lower the tone once again tonight.
Well, I'm just pouring my mind.
Well, like
out.
I say, this is it. When you said donkey sanctuary, I was like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, nah. Yeah, it was all down to the gangs, man.
Yeah.
Getting cleverer.
Well, are they? Or like I say, are they reverting back to? Are they going? Would you know what? The old boys were cleverer than us.
Three words.
Go on.
Any means necessary.
Right,
basically.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's the same with everything.
Well, no, I suppose
you desperately
it's like,
need to do
you
something.
Can try,
you
do can try all your technologies. You can try your drones. Yeah. You can try your
4x4s. You can't beat the fucking mind,
mate. But like I say, you're always going to get caught because it's like by introducing a motor, engine or whatever, then you're drawing attention. Whereas if you go on foot or you go by donkey, then... Yeah.
Yeah,
quality.
Quiet is always better.
Got a story about a Russian man. Right, this Russian man's been arrested on terror charges.
Oh.
After talking about yoga.
You for fucking what?
All these people who say yoga's good for you, yeah,
it's
apparently.
Not in Russia.
In Russia, it's not, because part of this sort of, they've got a new sort of religious sort of aspect to the law, right?
They brought a new in.
A new,
new
sort
law
of act in. Into the sort of legislation, yeah. Oh, so basically, this is. There's restrictions on religious groups,
yeah,
and the following of non-traditional religions, and yoga seems to fall under that category.
So you can't be a Jedi Knight no more.
No Jedi Knights. You can't be a Jedi
that's
Knight.
Some bullshit.
If you start start identifying as a Jedi Knight, even on May the 4th, you could get arrested on terrorism charges in Russia. Yoga teacher was arrested and said that he'd fallen foul to the country's new anti-terror measures.
Yeah.
And described the new regime as a big brother state.
Yeah.
But
well,
it is, isn't
yeah,
it?
He's
it's
going
like
back
they're
to
basically
being
saying that you can only follow, you can't be seen in certain groups, you can't go
going back to the USSR.
Following new or sort of new religions or sort of free thinking.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's not good that
when yoga falls into that category,
yeah,
then that's pretty fucked up, isn't it?
But then again, they've got so many sanctions against them that, I mean, they've been naughty boys.
Is it because of who the yoga people?
Well, no, but
I know that they had McDonald's stuff in the mats.
Did they?
Well, apparently, do you know the same stuff that's was in the buns?
Yeah.
Oh no, it was Subway. I do tell a lie. Yeah, it was Subway rolls, Subway bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they've changed it now. But there was a chemical in the bread at Subway,
right,
that was one of the only other places it was found, this chemical, was in yoga mats.
What the?
I know, yeah, what? Right. Well, it was kind of like a bleaching agent or something
like
that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it wasn't like a part, it was something to do with the flour. But like, so like they turned out that quite a high percentage
of it. That just shows you that the governments like to kill their own people.
Well, they're not asked about letting other companies take liberties,
yeah,
and then it only when it comes into the public eye, they kind of do something.
No, we don't
but
take
how
the blame.
Do we know that they didn't know about it,
yeah,
or whatever?
Exactly.
You don't know.
They fucking did got nice little.
I think in terms of, like you say, being like just identifying as something as simple as a Jedi would not be seen as, because you basically aren't, you're, it's a non-traditional religion.
Glad we're not in Russia then.
The Rush, do you know the yoga thing? Is it because it's more, it's like a spiritual
it's
sort
more
of
control thing?
Or what?
Because people try and apparently they love.
Is it a meditation thing because they're being spiritual? Or?
Well, yeah, it's Buddhism. A lot of spiritual to do with that, you know. I don't know if it's true, but I believe it. That's where like yoga's come from originally. I can't be 100%, but I should imagine it's something like
it's
that.
It's probably oriental, isn't it? Because it's a lot of kind of those.
Yeah, it's a lot of them kind of
poses and movements and stuff like that.
Of the body and all that. Yeah,
potentially.
Yin and yang and stuff like. Oh, the good quality shit, man. That we in the West should take some of this shit in.
A bit of kind of like letting. Yeah,
because
this is it. We're always like hunched over a computer.
Stressed out, my fucking nut. Can't wait to get the next pint on.
I'm like, I feel like that now. So you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's because of the way we are, the way we work, the way the system works, and the way it needs to be fucking changed so everyone can be relaxed when they're at home.
And relax.
Yeah.
Instead of
the TV ain't working again.
Noises,
Sky wants a billion
body.
Pound to fucking put a programme on or some shit.
The
internet's just fucking turned off.
Oh, don't
all
even
that
go
shit.
There.
Yeah. My phone ain't working.
Oh,
all that shit.
Yeah.
When you don't need it.
We don't need it.
Don't.
This is it, actually. I think like I was watching something with Jay the other day, and it was like these two guys just built like a Viking house on some land.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Did a bit of fishing out of it. Cooked in a Dutch oven.
Yeah.
You know, quality.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, get back to
and
it.
It's like it's wonder why. Like you know, if we were saying if you had like if I had a load of land,
yeah,
I'd just be like. Yeah, man. Come
yeah,
build,
I'll be on it all
just
the
come
time.
And build whatever you want. Build like yourself a little hut.
Well,
on
I don't
it.
Want someone building a fucking like
I
a
don't
tower
want,
in there.
I wouldn't want people going stupid, but if they were just building themselves a little
cabin
log
or
cabin or a little hunting lodge or a little fucking little yurt or something,
yeah,
I'd be more than happy because you'd be walking around your land and you'd be spotted off with all these little creations.
Yeah, man.
As long as it was well kept.
Yeah, exactly.
And you looked after
Start
it.
Start fucking it about.
Yeah.
You're out of there.
Do you know what I mean? If you were using it for hunting, or you were using it as a little fishing shack weekend away or whatever, then quality would not bother me in the slightest.
Well, you know what? I've got something on my mind.
What? You want to go off grid?
No.
Go on.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I won't mind. I'd go off grid, but we'll probably all end up eventually. We'll all end up eventually going off grid anyway.
Well, yeah.
You getting rid of your phone? Going back to
I'm considering it.
Going back to landline.
I've got a landline anyway.
Why don't you just go to like having one of those sort of like a Nokia 3310 style phone?
No, because it's still a phone.
Well, yeah, but it's just a phone. It's not a function of your device. It's literally what it is.
Yeah, but I don't need it.
Fair enough. I think you do because
I
think most people do need a phone.
This is the fight.
It's like if you're a social person and people want to get in touch with you. Yeah. Then it's worth having one. It's like, you know, there's always a way of getting a message to somebody with a phone because you've got a WhatsApp or you've got your text or you can ring them direct or you can email them or you can... There's like a multitude of ways you can use your phone to get in touch with someone. But as soon as you take your phone away, throw it in a river, then...
You're lost.
It's not that I'm lost. It's you've gone off... Grid, yeah. I can't find you, I can't message you, I can't reach you.
Yeah.
So that's no use nor ornament to me if I need to get in touch. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
what am I supposed to do?
Hold on, cycle to
Gloucester.
Hold on, no, but the benefits on that is it actually gets you to
get
come out and go and see me.
That's what I'm saying,
or
yeah,
me
but
to you.
I do enough of that.
Meet in certain other places. Yeah, but it's healthier for
but
you.
But how am I supposed to contact you to find out where you'll be at a certain time and place? You still need a phone.
Landline or Skype?
You still need a phone. No. You don't have Skype on a landline.
Anyway,
well, you let us know.
Yeah,
in the near
I don't know.
Future.
I've been thinking about it a long while.
I'd go, if I was going to get rid of my smartphone, which I'd never do, I'd go back to an old school 33 Nokia or something. Just so it was just for the function of, it's not a functionality thing, it's literally the device is made to do that job. Do you know what I mean?
Well, then I might as well have a beeper.
A pager?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got, if you've got a way of people contacting you, then I don't think people would have a problem.
Yeah, I'll consider that.
Got by very well in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
So, right, well, anything else you want to talk about before we move on to tonight's topic?
No, I think we should move straight into that.
Moving on. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, right. All right, then.
Let me do a bit of pouring.
Oh, he's got... Oh, yeah, have I got any coffee? Yes, I have. Right. So, tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about the theories behind a new book that is... Piglets.
Yeah, just coming, yeah.
A new book that's just coming out, which is called Identified Flying Objects. And it's written by Dr. Michael P. Masters, a professor of biological anthropology at Montana Tech. He's been making headlines recently with his new book, and he basically takes a new scientific approach to the UFO phenomenon.
Yeah.
By basically asking a lot of different questions. So, you know, are aliens travelers from the future?
Yeah.
Are aliens aliens at all? Are we the aliens from the future?
Yeah.
Why would we be travelling from the future to the past if we were these aliens?
Well, that's an easy answer, that one, because we're fucking up everything and we'd probably fuck some up in the future.
Yeah, potentially. Well, like I say, this book, it's described as being a scientific... It's got basically a multidisciplinary scientific approach to UFO phenomenon. Looking at it examines the premise that UFOs and aliens may not be from distant lands or distant far off planets, but actually time travellers. So, you know, time travellers coming back to study as members of their own sort of...
Really?
Home,
study us?
They want to study us as part of their sort of own hominin evolutionary past.
Oh, that's easy, come back, yeah, the fucking things up, go back, done.
Well, no, not necessarily, because if it's there, it's not that the fact they're fucking things up, because they don't need... Yeah, we are. But they don't need to come back to know that, because they would have known that from their history.
Well, yeah, damn right,
so
they should.
It's like, the thing is about this, it's like, say if aliens were not aliens,
yeah,
like they weren't from another planet,
yeah,
and he does have arguments for this, and we'll get into this,
yeah,
because
yeah.
And he's got some quite compelling arguments, but a lot of it, you know, we'll get into,
yeah.
You start thinking, I'm not sure, but like I say, so in terms of what Masters is saying, he believes that how can, and yeah, fair enough, aliens might exist. Yeah, they might be another species on another planet, right? But what are the chances that they're at a evolutionary state that they're able to do travelling, right? Now, I say that's quite a pretty high possibility that they would.
What, of travelling?
Yeah. Because they might be ahead of us. I mean, we've always had this ancient aliens theory about that they travelled and they was visiting us when we were just rock carvings and stuff like that, you know, when we were just working with chisels and rocks,
before we had
any technological sort of knowledge.
Well, there is cave paintings that show there's a lot of cave and evidence to say that there was something interacted.
Right, yeah. So, could that still not be our future selves, right? Coming back to obviously observe. Why not?
Because I was looking at something today, and it was stating, like, the route of evolution, you know.
Well, this is this guy's actual field, right, in terms of evolution, and how we, obviously, there was a point in our evolutionary chain where we changed, right?
Yeah, but there was, in 2,000 years, over the last 2,000 years, there's been 9 different species of us.
Right, okay.
Basically. And now they're finding out that we actually, you know, it was like the Game of Thrones. That kind of, but there'd be hairy ones.
Yeah, of course it was. Like Neanderthal. There was like, you know, we were supposed to be the more kind of like aggressor.
Yeah.
Sort of like, you know, there was obviously different
kinds
humanoids, yeah, right, and they all come from different tribes, and then interbreed and stuff like that, and we end up with modern humans. But like, Masters basically says there has been kind of like, obviously in terms of the forehead and our eyes and all the rest of it. So he looks at the evidence that how our faces have changed over the years, right? To how, and he projects that information into the future, and makes predictions on how we would look in the future, right?
Has he got? Can he prove his prediction?
Well, he's got PhDs in you know, physics, astronomy, archaeology, basically loads of shit. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it still doesn't mean he's going to be right.
No.
And has he been tested?
This is the thing, right. Well, he's wrote a book on it, and he's basically saying that, from his perspective, it makes more sense, because from a logistical standpoint, if you're trying to say, right, A, you've got a species that's developed how to do travelling through space, right, and survive it,
because the pressures on the body is going to be immense.
They've been able to find us
in
this vast, many different stars, and people say, like, you know, the cosmic, our cosmic local neighborhood, when in reality these stars are so far apart, hardly next door, so being able to find that next planet that has life, and, you know, work with it and visit it and stuff
works
like that,
not by 1% in our
he
galaxy.
Says that the logistics,
the billion
of it,
yeah,
are really astonishingly kind of unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
But he thinks that the idea that it's more likely, it's more probable that these visitors that we've got, who all have 5 fingers and 5 toes and eyes where we have them, and essentially have a humanoid look to them.
And talk to you in human.
Right? Psychic.
Because they're talking to you in even psychic
ways, they're still speaking a language you understand, right? So, you know, for the fact that these sort of creatures that have been depicted in alien UFO sort of research are humanoid to an extent,
yeah,
gives more probability to the fact that they could be a version of humanity being able to travel back in time to kind of visit us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Masters has explored the kind of the long-term evolutionary trends of human culture, yeah, and biology on planet Earth. So, like I say, he's looked at how kind of our species has changed over the past few centuries and decades, yeah, right? And how we will potentially go in the future. And he believes that in a couple of thousand years, we might actually end up looking more like these greys or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Darwin's 1859 tree version.
What do you think? Do you think that, like, these spaceships that, you know, like, are being seen?
Yeah.
Like,
you try to say, could they be time traveling ships?
Yeah, yeah. Like, spaceships. So do you know when you see these spaceships, do you think that they could have the capacity to be able to travel back in time?
See, problem with time is, I don't know, probably time itself, because it's one of our concepts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's...
Well, no, I mean, but this is...
And time isn't really relative.
They might not see, but this is it. It's our concept.
Yeah.
So that makes... That means that, you know, even
so that makes it, us believe but, in something that
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If that's true and they are us from the future, then it's also their concept.
Yeah.
Because time wouldn't have changed.
Don't get
They've
me wrong.
They've just found a way of manipulating it.
I'm on the fence on one side. It's this, that it's us from the past, from the future. Sorry. And then the other side is to do with the coming down and messing with us and changing our DNA structure and changing us into something.
Yeah, well, I've got, when I get to it, I blew my own mind. Right, so we'll go with this. He says, basically, he's never seen a UFO, so he's not got any evidence in that respect. But he says he's basically said his dad had an encounter.
Okay, so
and he said that he would talk about that, and he brought a book home one day, his dad,
yeah,
and it had a grey alien on face on the cover, and it kind of always kind of
made him think
about that and kind of got him interested.
Yeah.
But he said he'd never seen one for himself, so it kind of makes it difficult to say yes that aliens do exist. Do you know what I mean? Or UFOs are real. But yeah. Science shows that we've been visited, and basically we've got enough evidence to say that there's things in the sky that, you know,
there are things popping up and we don't understand
that.
Anyone else?
But you know,
I bet me left nut sucker.
So you know, I don't
Actually,
know.
Actually, I bet both.
I think in terms of like how we become those aliens, it makes me think that, you know, that obviously. Time travel is going to be something that we're going to come across.
If we were to go up into space, our bodies would change anyway, so it would be a natural thing if you ain't going to go up to space for like 10 minutes. You're going to be going through space for like, you know, a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of hours, you know, if you're lucky in a fast spacecraft. So it's going to develop and change your body. You're going
of course, that's what I'm saying.
And
it's like,
gravity won't. Also,
it's been proven on that twin test, wasn't it? And it was like they're saying, oh yeah, after 6 month exposure to being in space, he ended up kind of changing physically his DNA.
And
right?
Space ain't a small place, you know what I mean?
Send them out for 4 year periods or longer, and you're gonna see different species coming back. Potentially.
Then we could be like a seed.
Yeah, but this is it. This is what I'm getting at, because even if say his theory's correct, right, and you know we're us from the future, right, how do you know that we still, this ancient alien theory isn't still the same thing? It's you just replacing aliens with future selves. Yeah, we could still have seeded us, we could have still planted those inspirational moments.
So you mean they've been fucking about with going forward as
well?
We've been proven now you can go forwards now.
Well, potentially, but they could have been setting things in motion from the future to make sure that they got to a point where they needed to be. I mean, in terms of the
so much power and what.
Well, we'll get to it in a second because we're jumping ahead of ourselves, really. Yeah. Masters basically is saying that, you know, in terms of logistics, you could look up at the skies forever and never find life.
Yeah.
Not to say that it's not happened or it's not happening out there, but he believes that it's probably, you know, not been able to find us, or, you know, it's much more of a search and much more of a stretch to find another planet that has that life, do you know what I mean? And especially a life that could be communicated with.
Yeah.
So, you know, and travel the vast distances of space. So, thought though, he's saying, you know, most alien ufologists will say that aliens did it. Who built the pyramids? Aliens did it.
I disagree. I'd say they would say aliens had helped.
Well, in terms of like carving stone at accuracy and, you know, all the rest of it,
we give you the machines.
There must have been some sort of alien or futuristic technology used, right? Right, to create such wonders, right? But think about it this way, right? We're giving credit back to humanity for those wonders. Because in this theory, in the way that they're saying, if they're saying that, if this guy turned around and he said, right, my theory is there's no aliens, it's us from the future, right? And we're coming back and we're observing, right? But occasionally they've got involved, right? And occasionally they've presented themselves, obviously, because history shows, in terms of the ancient alien theory, they must have, because they helped them build the pyramids.
No, they could just turn around and go, I'm a god, and they'll fucking do
exactly. They could have tried seizing power.
Most definitely.
And altered our future timeline, right? Yeah. To an extent where we remember this and it's part of our history now, right? So,
Let's get changed.
Rather than saying the aliens helped create it, it was just humanity with a different level of knowledge and engineering know-how.
And it's still not letting people know that it's actually.
So it's kind of refreshing, really, isn't it, to have a theory that basically, you know, credits humanity rather than takes it away and says, we couldn't have possibly human. We couldn't have possibly done that.
Yeah, but you're jumping the gun because we don't know exactly what's going to happen at the end of it.
At the end of what?
At the end of what? Whatever.
No, I'm talking about I'm talking about wonders like the pyramids. It's like just we don't need to worry about the end game. End game's great film. But like we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we've basically said, you know, we've give props to some unknown force and possibly aliens for helping us build these wonders, or if not built these wonders on their own, if they didn't help us, but
do you really think that we're now it's not for us, built for us? They're not exactly built for us.
Well, how do you know? This is what I'm saying. It's like
pyramids, straight on.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's like, how do you know these pyramids weren't built by us?
But because of how they're built and because of the weight and the structure.
You're not getting it, are you? But that's what I'm saying. It's like, how do you know that it wasn't us with a greater knowledge of architecture and understanding of engineering that travelled back in time and helped the ancient Egyptians build those pyramids for a purpose? But aliens had nothing to do with it.
Well, Why would you go back in time and confuse it? Why would you go back and show them how to build smaller bricks, in how to do it in certain angles, instead of building these fucking 2,000-3,000-ton fucking lumps?
But what's the logic in that otherwise? Because you're trying to say that it was giants.
Because you're making us look at it when you don't want us to look at it. You want to make it think that we're going as, you know, everything's as normal. There's no such thing as time travel, so we can keep going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, these obviously times and moments that had to happen. Do you know what I mean? So it was like getting the ball rolling, helping them out build a pyramid.
Yeah, but I always think
maybe they are like big intergalactic markers, or maybe they are sort of something that we don't understand.
Yeah.
But it's what I'm getting at is, it gives credit to like humanity, really, but it's like we've gone off thingy. But it's like, what I'm saying is, all these wonders that get kind of brushed aside as we couldn't have possibly because we're only human, yeah, it kind of gives you that back and says, you know, oh yeah, we did it, but like,
doing it, well, without time travel, because I think time travel is the easy option to turn around and say,
I'm not too sure if it, well, no,
I think it is.
How is it? Because
it's used time and again. Try other options outside the box instead of time travel.
Wait a minute.
And you might find the answer.
Wait a minute, right? Like I say, in terms of the only two major options you've got at this point, right, is this doctor's theory,
yeah,
right?
That which is not...
We Babylon 5'd it, yeah, right? Or whatever. What was the show called?
Yeah, Babylon 5.
Was it Babylon 5?
Yeah.
Where it turned out that they went off trying to find an alternative Earth but ended up back at Earth in a different point in time,
yeah,
or something,
yeah, yeah,
like that.
Because it's timelines,
right? Yeah,
time
right.
Violations.
So, you know, you've got the fact that it's rather that,
yeah,
which evidence says, you know, all these alien humanoid sort of creatures sort of resemble us, yeah? They speak in a similar language,
yeah,
yeah, right? And then the logistics of a total separate entity evolving, developing space travel, then seeking us out, finding us, being able to communicate. So there's all them factors. So this what this guy's saying, and what I kind of get from it is that, you know, it's more probable that this time travel theory might be wrong, probably is, right? But
I'd have to go the other way, to be honest.
In terms of probability, right, it's more probable.
I'd say no. I'd say there's
so
something
think,
big.
So you think the human race has been manipulated by?
Yeah, it's been manipulated.
But, from yeah, the start. But manipulated by an alien race that has nothing to do with humanity, that has come down and rather genetically altered us.
Yes.
Or controlled us as a species.
Yes, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because behind it, there is actual proof.
But you don't think, but all the proof that...
Is in old texts.
But that's what I'm saying, but all the proof that you can give to ufology,
yeah,
right? You take away the word alien and replace it with human from the future, and it all still stacks up. It all still stacks up because you've never shook hands with an alien. You definitively
well, we
don't know.
Would have had to have been
you don't like, know.
Well,
no, you just don't know. There might not have been any alien greys there, just us and a higher version of humanity.
Bigger.
Right? Not big, potentially
well, yeah,
bigger.
They were tall,
but like, you, well, no, you've got the tall whites, but they could be another stage in our human evolution.
Yeah, yeah,
do you
yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And these different variations of these aliens could just be us from further points in our evolution, and they all want to come back and just check out what the history was like.
Yeah.
Because if you noticed, a lot of these UFOs happen when there's war and stuff happening. It was all like the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They always seem to appear when it's something quite interesting's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That says to me that they're going, look, class, this is what happened at the Battle of Waterloo. Look,
well, why
class,
are you going to show yourself?
This is this is it. It's like in terms of showing yourself, you shouldn't be. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And these are the little bits that like sort of worry me about it, because it's the same thing as it fucks with my mind that you know if you notice on a lot of them that soon as you observe this item in the sky, it starts performing or it fucks off. How does it know you have seen that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How does it know you've seen it?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't...
It must know.
No, that's just paranoia.
No, it really isn't. There is something that... I don't know. It might be because they're like, you know, telepathic. That might actually be the answer, but...
I think
it's a little bit more than
I mean
that.
This Michael Masters, right?
So
he's been asked about the evidence, right, in terms of what evidence.
Yeah, show
his
evidence.
Right. And I mean, he doesn't really say there is very much. He just basically puts it all down
so
to the same.
It's just a theory.
It is a theory, but it's all the same evidence.
Nothing wrong with
like
theory.
I say, it's all the same evidence that ufologists use, because at the end of the day, if it's true,
with no substance.
Well, it's the same substance. Do you not get it? It's the same argument, but you're just replacing one element with a different. It's no different. It's like, you know, if I could say it's a little Elvis lookalike, yeah, that's flying around in his spaceship, and you can't prove me wrong because
that's true.
Exactly the same way as I can't prove it's aliens. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, the who element.
I've got this.
Like I say, in terms of what evidence he's collected, he basically says it's like historic. So, you know, what are they coming here for as well? Do you know what I mean?
Well,
it's like,
these are my. I've got three questions that's I want answers to. Who?
Yeah.
Who are they? When? When did it start happening? And why? Answer them, you've got the answer.
Well, this is it. It's like a lot of the time you could put it down to, well, I've got so much data here actually. What I'd say is in terms of the evidence, right?
Yeah.
Or what they, right, so go on, the who.
The
right,
who is it? Why are we doing it?
Well, yeah, but there's more evidence to say why we'd be doing the things that we'd be doing in terms of testing abductions, yeah, right? We'd have more stake in abducting a human test subject, yeah, to find out, because there was like, he was saying that, you know, let me find this, won't be a second.
I don't think I still think the time travelling is too easy to put everyone to look at that instead of, it's sort of like the fucking. You're against the government on that kind of quest because they're saying time travel,
okay,
and there's actually other stuff behind it that might not actually have anything to do with that time travel. It's too easy to say time travel because it answers a lot of questions.
So you've got the who, right? You've got rather time traveling humans from the future, or aliens from another planet who have got no genetics like us whatsoever.
I'm more likely to go with that.
So, right, why are they here? Right? So, why would the aliens be here? What would just testing and would just be sheerly to find out more about us? Right?
Yeah.
Whereas,
or conquer us.
If it was humans from the future,
we'd have
more reasons by far to kind of. To do that, we'd be collecting historical data. We could be collecting DNA, chromosomes to help fill in with markers to help cure illness and solve genetic population issues, the way he puts it. We could be coming back in time testing on kind of, there could be some sort of mutation in the genetics, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That they need to sort out. So they have to come back and get samples from men and women and all the rest of it. Because most of these UFO sort of abduction cases end up with a sort of element of, you know, sexual
but wolves
sort
have been
of.
Broke as
but
well.
How do you mean?
Well, they had a contract with the government, the US government. They had a contract. They broke the contract because they were picking up more
that's
people.
But that's all kind of speculation.
But is that
hard evidence?
Would you do that?
Well, what do you mean?
Right.
I mean,
if you were doing something to look after us for the future.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Try and do it the proper way.
Well, they
or
don't
would
care.
You break the contract?
Well, it depends because at the end of
that
the day,
that has to be an issue for why breaking the contract.
Would what they were doing affect them that much that they care? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's us. They've been sent back to care about and to look after, and not to actually, you know, come in.
Oh,
and
I get where you're coming from. Like in terms of like what they were saying about kind of the Dolce base and stuff like that,
and especially with the vat of fucking parts and that. You know what I mean?
Well,
that
this
kind
is
of
it.
Shit is.
You're kind of like looking at it as in with all your UFO knowledge, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at it is that what happened? What has been claimed to have happened at certain bases and stuff like that is solid fact.
But I'm looking at the whole area, as in the stuff you may be thinking about, but also the
You could also argue that maybe there are shady shit going on like that.
But shady shit.
Why would the government, maybe the governments know about this, maybe they do.
Possible.
And that's why they're not telling us, because it's actually easier to let us carry on thinking that there's aliens than what's actually happening,
yeah.
Which is these human people, terrorists from the future,
yeah.
holding them hostage, saying, listen, mate, we know what's going to happen, so you play ball or we'll set something worse off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I say,
I think it's just too easy to
He doesn't claim that this isn't a big part of his book, but it's not the whole kit.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of other theories and stuff
questions.
Like that. But you know, makes you think, you know, it makes you think that obviously he's called his book Identified Flying Objects, but it's like he also kind of makes you, that's kind of stating that he knows what they are, you know what I mean? And I'm not too sure
putting
about that.
Concrete.
And then, you know, I was listening to an interview with him on a radio show called The X Zone.
Alright.
And on this interview, he brought in stuff like Rendlesham Forest.
Oh, yeah.
And I was telling you about this before, where he was a Jim Pendleton and Holt.
Yeah.
And when Pendleton, Pendleton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was supposed to have touched the ship.
Yeah.
He kind of saw images and symbols and stuff like that.
And zeros, yeah.
And like binary coding and all the rest of it. But in fucking Master's version of events, apparently he saw these beings who told him that they were there from the future, and they were there to sort out a population issue.
And we were talking about this before,
because it's like, well, why?
Because I remember something slightly about there was some kind of thought, because the second time that he gets picked up, he actually ends up in the ship.
Yeah, but it's crazy because it's like, I don't get it. Like,
telepathic.
Well, why would he then bring up aliens? Because they would have told him what the problem
was
straight away. They would have been like, we're from the future and we're here to do this job.
Well,
and then he would have gone, yeah, they told me that they were from the future. And they would have gone, what, they were aliens? And he'd go, no, I've just told you. They said they were from the future.
Yeah,
so
which
aliens
I totally
would have never even entered the subject. So I don't get why that. And I've never heard that version of events. So
I do remember the conversation, though, that was something that it got me. It was like, no, that's wrong. Someone said that wrong.
So it
I did believe that someone said that wrong, but
because it makes me think that he's just trying to put well-known, you know, sort of incidents into the book. So, you know, sort
to
of...
try and fit into the...
It's all circumstantial evidence.
Yeah.
But lots of UFO encounters do, you know, experience some sort of kind of, like... You know, they all have this archetypal sort of, you know, I think we've talked about this a couple of weeks ago on a similar show, where we were talking about how they all seem to have this collective sort of, experience that's virtually the same.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there must be a reason for that. And I don't think, like, if you were an extraterrestrial, you wouldn't have found out what you needed to know after the first couple. And then you wouldn't need to keep doing exactly the same experiment. So why would that be the case? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is another thing. I mean, if you were more likely to be an alien from somewhere else, you know what I mean? You were more likely to carry on, getting more samples. But if you were the species that you are looking at, you're less likely to get as much. You could come in and take two samples, you've got all you need.
Exactly.
Especially if the technology is further along.
But like if it was a human sort of interest where we were kind of thinking there's a genetic problem, then we'd know what we were looking for. We'd have to take multiple samples from multiple different people to see where it was across the board. Do you know what I mean? If it was
but
a populational problem, like, or not a population problem, but like a problem that was affecting a population. Do you know what I mean?
If
it was a disease that they could get rid of, but they need to get samples from people before they got the disease.
Go to the hospital. If you were a scientist and you wanted to get blood, and you had the power of the government, instead of going and nicking blood from everyone else,
you're totally offbeat with this. No, what I'm saying is, you're in a point in time in the future, right, where all the blood's contaminated.
Every
person in the population has got a genetic,
for a blood sample.
You've got a genetic fuck up in there somewhere, and you need a sample of blood that was pre condition.
You go to the hospital.
No, you don't. Well, all the blood's infected. Are they gonna have one vial of fresh blood?
I mean, like now. So you go to a hospital from the future. You travel back to this time.
No, they probably
you get the information from the hospital.
Well, I suppose.
There you go.
But like
then you won't
say,
have to
depends.
Pick people up, would you?
Well, I'm not even going down that road at the moment.
You know what I mean?
Considering what's going on in the
news.
But
it's more likely if the aliens come down, they will pick you up because
To be fair, I don't want to go into it, but of what's going on in the hospitals at the moment, mate, I would not be going to the hospital to have a look for me blood. Because
well, yeah,
I tell you what,
true,
you probably end up with some fucking bogus, fucking...
deadly disease.
Deadly blood.
Virus or something.
Yeah, I'd rather go and kidnap someone and test them and then go, nope, and then get, so abductions a must. Hospitals, not so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that makes
one
me
thing,
think that alien. It's more likely
one
aliens
one thing
than us.
That kind of makes me think is if it is true,
yeah.
then time travel's 100% on the cards.
Well, yeah.
At some point in the future. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, it depends. Who's in power of it? We ain't going to get the fucking choice, are we? Really?
Well, no, it's not going to be us in charge of it. But it made me think of something about, you know...
Robot butler monkeys.
Well, just by showing up, right?
Yeah.
So say you're a time traveller from the future.
I'm a time traveller.
Right? You're in your ship.
Yeah.
Which, you know...
Is that a horse?
It's the way you ride a spaceship, right?
Oh, right, all
so
right.
So you're riding your spaceship.
Ride many of them, have you?
Yeah, it's got fucking horses under the bonnet, mate.
Yeah.
Trust.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your rapid rotation going.
Yeah.
Light reconstructions and whatnot going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time travelled and you show up Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. So you're there. You're just observing, but what are you observing? Because it's Roswell, New Mexico's fuck all there, right?
You might be coming for some cattle.
Right.
To rip the guts out and shit.
All of a sudden, malfunction in your ship and you're going down, right?
Yeah.
Now, was that always supposed to happen? Right? Because you're a time traveller from the future who's in a remote part of the desert, right? And all of a sudden your ship's gone down, right? Now, it made me think because is that the future giving us technology early? Because in terms of...
You mean it's done deliberately?
Yeah, it was done deliberately. It was a ship that was sent and basically put in a spot that was known that there was a incident at that time, right? Which gave humanity of that time period technology it wasn't supposed to get, right? Which, in turn, created more technology... which led to the development and creation of the time machine. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Which was then used to go back in time.
Yeah.
To fly over Roswell, crash, so that could always happen.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was another method of seeding us, of giving us something a bit earlier, making us kind of like pointing us in the right direction. Do you know what I mean? Because but on the other hand, if they didn't go back in time and do that, would that machine been invented at that point? Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing I was exactly just going to say. I don't think the machine would have ever been made.
A closed time loop sort of paradox. But like in the new modern way of thinking about time travel, right? That could work because it's like they go on about the grandfather paradox and how like back in the old model of time travel, if you go back in time, you might fly out of it because you shoot your granddad and all of a sudden you're fading on your photographs and the timeline's readjusting with you not in it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the modern sort of thinking a way time travel works is you could very well go back in time and kill your grandfather.
No one's going to know until it fucking happens, to be honest.
Go back in time, kill your grandfather, you'll keep existing on a new timeline, one where you killed your grandfather, but a new timeline will exist where you didn't exist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. The
but
timeline where
exist.
You killed your grandfather, because you'll never be born. but the you that went back and killed your grandfather will totally still exist.
So you can show how paths can be changed altered. And made. Yeah. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, it's like, I mean, the new model time travel, the Avengers did it in Endgame, this movie, and they kind of say, and Back to the Future 2 kind of does it with the whole Biff storyline, but, you know, it is kind of interesting how that model works, and kind of in terms of, like, it'd be very possible to, but that's what I'm saying, in terms of like that whole Roswell incident.
Yeah.
If they get seen, that's basically altering our future and their past. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, was it always meant to happen like that? Are these sightings meant to be seen, and the ones we do see?
Well, what about the one that happened a year later, that then they got 7 aliens? It was a bigger ship.
But that's what I'm saying, this guy's a...
I mean, it could have set off a course of events.
This guy is a kind of an evolutionary researcher. He looks into kind of, like I said earlier, about the projections of how our features have been and changed over the last few, you know...
2 million years,
thousand years or whatever.
Basically.
And how we're potentially going to look in the same amount of period of time. Do you know what I mean?
So, I think there's more than likely, and I looked into this like about.
Do you know why you've got eyebrows?
Yeah.
Do you know why you've got eyebrows? They used to link to the hair on your head, your hairline.
Yeah.
And they're only still there, so you don't sweat in your eyes, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. But evolution has kept those in because
people
the
say
hand
I haven't
hair,
got any.
But your forehead remains. Sort
good.
Of thing.
Stops the salt getting in the,
exactly.
the eyes. Oh, nice shit.
So yeah. So what can we take from it? What do you reckon? Do you reckon Dr. Michael Masters has got something? No. I mean, I've argued his corner a bit tonight because I knew that you were. I didn't want the show to be all. Yeah, he's a dick.
I don't reckon he's a dick because he's gone out there and he's thought about these things and he's good to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you're banging to the aliens sort of. And I think aliens have a lot more to answer for. And there's a lot more to kind of to aim it at. If you like, and I think this is a good theory, but I think I'd have to read his book
totally agree.
To see where else he's going with it, because I think there's
a lot of...
But in the same respect, like I say, I like the idea
because
you can just substitute the word alien with humans from the future.
Yeah.
And all the evidence, the ancient alien theories, travelling back to like points in where Egypt and fucking elongated head fucking messing about like that. All these things do kind of tie in. Even stuff like, right, alright then. You'd find, you know, there's evidence like in terms of what was that Swiss watch that was found in an Egyptian tomb? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they found that Swiss watch.
Yeah.
Right? And it was supposed to be fucking however many years old, but it says Swiss on the back. Right?
An alien wouldn't
have put that there, but a time traveller from the future might have. Do you know what I mean? Because antiques and items would still exist.
I know where you're going here, because there's a lot of stuff out there to say, look, you never made cogs like 15,000 years ago, but they found cogs in the ground, 15,000 years old, and nails that you couldn't even make one back. It was before we even had the Iron Age and all that.
I mean, there's evidence to say that there was a civilization that was before our civilization, and it's like, you know,
you sort of stumped me on that. I mean, I wasn't on the case of like, I was on the case that I don't believe what he's saying, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, that is
a really good idea because I thought about it myself. So I know it's a good idea.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I've obviously thought about it, but this guy has gone deep.
Yeah.
And obviously, I want to read his book because I'm fascinated by the topic.
Yeah.
But I think, like, in terms of what he's saying...
But a lot of evidence suggests other stuff.
In interviews with him, he's very kind of like, nope, it's time travel, time travel. Yeah, he's very stubborn with his theory. Yeah, but he's a young guy, and I think if he sticks at it, he might be able to round it off a bit better. Do you know what I mean?
Don't get me wrong, I reckon there'd be bits and pieces in there that he's probably got bang on. But
yeah, like I say, he doesn't actually say that's all the book's about. You know, he said he's got other theories in there. If you want to check his website out, it's IDFLYOBJ.com. So that's like, I think it's identified flying objects. So yeah. IDFLYOBJ.com. You can get his book on Amazon. I'll try and stick a link in the description. But he's got signed copies on there for about £30. So if you fancy the signed copy,
you don't need
a signed copy. You can get a normal copy for £20.
Oh, so you know, I'll get an eight.
I'll try and find I'll try and find a PDF or something and try and read it online.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if it's any good.
There's
an interview with him on the X Zone, which is another radio
show.
Have a look into him. It's pretty interesting.
Definitely, it is interesting. If the answers to like the question I've got in my head get put there, then I could turn it round.
Is there anything like me, I mean?
There's too much evidence to say that it was just a different way.
I mean, in terms of have you found out anything else whilst looking into this about potential of time travellers coming back and rather seeding us on this loop? Or, you know, it's a way of if you think about it, it's a way of preserving the human race forever in time. It's like, I'm doing this every week, that Red Dwarf episode, the Ouroboros, by having Lister kind of always going round and round in time, always putting himself under the pool table as a baby, and then him growing up to put himself under the pool table, the human race will never die.
Which is just like that Roswell bit.
It was like the human race will never die out because that's always happening somewhere in time, right?
Yeah.
So if potentially that could be the case, we're going back in time and seeding ourselves, so we've got this whole history. Yes, and we do it slightly different. We might be doing it slightly different every time, and that's what they come back and going, wait a minute, this didn't happen like this last time.
Yeah, but then we should have... then again, you've got...
Because we've got
We should have things written down.
Well, that's it, we've got free will.
We have got things written down.
We have got things written down, but there's a lot of shit that's lost, and there's a lot of stuff that we find and go, where the fuck does this fit in?
It doesn't fit in anywhere.
So how do we know that it's not us from the future, it's not us coming back, reseeding the planet because we're a species that has been trying and has...
We are young now, remember.
...is succeeding in... We're only young this time around is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's I think there was more ages than what we've been...
Again, that's another...
We're coming into the fifth age.
That's another time travel episode of part of Missing Time. In terms of the missing time of like the missing time paradoxes and stuff like that, that's pretty interesting. I think that's pretty much it for the episode. Unless you've got anything else to add.
No, not really. I go with the DNA kind of thing, to be honest, because like Anunnaki, six men before the fact they made the original one in the Mayan texts. There's a book called Poo Poo Voo.
The Poo Poo Who?
Yeah, Poo Poo Voo, which means the Book of the People, which in that it states that they attempted to make free men. And like there's other ones throughout history, so...
Yeah, but that's kind of... But that all falls into mythology, in my opinion.
Yeah, but there's stuff behind it.
It's a lot of that kind of starts getting into like, you know, he created a centaur.
But they
or
didn't
something,
look,
do you know what I mean?
You know, like the science we had, like, these were giants compared to what we are. We would have never, from apes, we would have never been this size. These sizes that they were.
But what you're saying is like, no, I don't buy that. And I think like in terms of...
So you couldn't
like,
say you come back
but the Anunnaki
unless you're in the machine.
Supposed to have been giants, do you know what I mean? Like, right.
Yeah, you're talking 15 feet tall.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think like, you know, it's like that. You can believe that, but you know...
But then there are prints with human footprints next to dinosaur. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No,
all
again,
stuff.
Now you could put that down to just the fact that the dinosaur made that footprint first.
Yeah.
And then later on, a guy walked past.
Did the same thing. Depth was exactly the right.
It's just coincidence.
I could totally believe that.
Well, there you go. We'll call it a day on that then. I think if you've got anything to add, if you think that it's a plausible theory, or you think that it's total bollocks, and you think that it was always aliens, don't ever doubt the aliens. Giorgio would be furious.
Come down and kidnap us, man.
Then, you know, get in touch. You can email us at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter at NASA_never or Instagram at neverstraightanswer.
You can get some merch
at Dizzy Jam if you like. You can get a hat or a t-shirt. And we always have some fashions for the ladies.
We do.
Over at the Dizzy Jam store.
Yeah, we're not so get sexist, over and those.
Get yourself a sexy t-shirt.
Yeah.
Also, we're available on all the podcast platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, we should be there. Just search Never a Straight Answer. We're available on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Chromecast, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
I always forget them. There's too many to remember. Is there anything else I'm thinking? Patreon, if you fancy supporting us, get over to Patreon. You can chuck in a pound or a euro or a dollar or a drachma or a yen or a
yen.
Monopoly money. No Monopoly money.
No. We need throw the in. Stuff.
We've got so much. We've got a load of extra content on there now, so it's totally worth your money.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you enjoyed it and you've got this far, then you're obviously a fan, and we love you. So get over there and show your love and sponsor us.
Yeah.
Anything I'm missing?
Shout outs.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me, Auntie Christine.
Oh yeah, we got some shout outs.
She's out on the old piss now, getting legless.
Like I say, Oggy's birthday this week. Happy birthday to you.
I didn't realise, you know, on the day.
He doesn't tell anyone, does he?
Sneaky bugger.
Big shout out to the Trouble Speak gang.
Yeah.
Also, new podcast that's added us, Jacked Up Podcast.
Oh, Jacked Up.
Yeah.
Jacked Up on it.
Give Mikey a shout out at 64-bit. I know he's been doing a few more podcasts recently, so go over there and subscribe. He does game reviews. And I think he's kind of branching out, isn't he, into collectibles and stuff like that over on YouTube.
He's getting a little busy bee.
Also, King of the Patrons, Mr. Swoosh.
Yeah.
Also, big shout out to Dunk Dunk this week.
Yeah.
I hope he's snooker with summer ball went well today.
Hangover tomorrow. Have
a big hangover tomorrow for Dunk Dunk.
Why not though?
Sunday. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Well, that's all from me.
And all from me.
And all I can say is, may the 4th be with you. Peace.
Out. Oh, I need some shit, man. We got shit wrong.